Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And if you were listening yesterday to my show, you would remember that we have a special guest today, Dr. Richard Presser. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
We're great. Dr. Richard Presser has written an e-book. Richard, give the audience the name of your e-book.
Yes, it's called The Coming Golden Age and How to Prepare for It.
And the email, the address, internet address?
Yes, it's three W's, thecominggoldenage.com.
One of the things that I really love about your e-book is the fact that you have brought forth a lot of information to back up your statements, the research that you've done. And when you download the e-book, the person can then click on the link that is your supporting information. So I really like that.
Thank you. I've had a number of people comment that they find that very useful way to go.
Well, if you have it in a book form and you have notes, you've got to then flip through the pages to find the notes, to find out where the information is. And
you do. Yes, I mean, it's sort of structured in a way which someone can kind of read through it and get the essence of it, and then if they want to go back and click on the links or disappear into the links along the way, and I've had people do all of those things.
Richard, we've had you on the show before, but so many times the audience is different. Therefore, I want to go back a little bit and give a little bit of background for those people who perhaps this is the first time that they've heard you. I have found, at least in my own life, that spiritual journeys really begin and become intense because of some particular moment in time. A lot of people know that for myself, it was when my son crossed over. It was a period of searching, redefining my spirituality. Did you have a point in time where you felt there was a turning point that encouraged you to start searching?
I did. And yes, I've come to the view that it's almost inevitable that that's part of the journey. For me, it was, I was running a pretty successful IT business. At that point, had another partner in the business. It was about a 25 million Australian dollar business. It was running along pretty well, and I was married to a pretty attractive lady, had three gorgeous kids at the time, and had money in the pocket and a reputation in the IT industry, and drove around in a Ferrari and all the trappings, or lots of the trappings of what one might term success. And I remember quite vividly one day standing at the whiteboard in my office, and it just suddenly occurred to me that all that I'd been building in my life was really an attempt to fill this hole I felt inside of me. And it wasn't actually until I realized that I was trying to fill that hole that I realized the hole was there. So it was kind of like a double whammy. And it's like it pulled the rug, or I pulled the rug out from underneath myself in a sense. And it was at that point that my search began. Now that's about a bit over 15 years ago now, I suppose. And in hindsight, I can see that what I did fairly quickly was pretty much destroy everything I'd created in my life, and went on a fairly, at the time, seemingly pretty tortuous journey for about 14 years where nothing really seemed to work, and I couldn't make a lot of sense of it. But there was that very clear point where it started.
Thank you for sharing that with us, because I believe that there's a lot of people out there listening who perhaps have either experienced that same event, not exactly the same, but what I call this life-changing or life-altering event. They are either there or they are searching as you did, as I did, and I find that what you have put together, ready to put into someone's hand, is remarkable in the sense that, excuse me, the people have your 15 years experience of not only receiving spiritual truths, but being able to substantiate what you've said. Is there a special passage that you have done that you have a particular, how shall I say this? You're drawn to it for some reason, and I'm sure it's like the birth of a child in the sense that each piece is beautiful, but usually there's a certain section that holds a particular allure. Do you have a section like that?
It's, as you say, you know, you kind of develop this parent-child relationship with something that you write, and all of it in that sense is kind of wonderful, but perhaps the discussion about the cycle discussing the major cycles which are unfolding or coming to completion, if you will, at this time is the piece that really resonated with me because cycles, the importance of cycles is perhaps something that's been a little lost in our culture today, and they have great power. And when I saw the cycle, which is effectively the arrival of the energies from the supernova 1987A and the impact that they were having, combined with the arrival of the Eye of Isis, which arrived around Christmas New Year time this year in earnest, and given the understanding that I had about what happens when major cycles and minor cycles come together, they are great harbingers of major change, and that is exactly what they're doing here. So when I saw those bits, I got really excited.
The beauty of this is, and I do think it's a beautiful thing, is there are many people, I'm sure, who are on the line right now. They're on their path of spirituality, and perhaps they're aware of some cycles. Now, that was perhaps the major cycle. Did you review some other cycles besides this one?
Look, I did. There are, I guess, a number of cycles that I see are coming together here. I mean, there are some relatively short-term ones in terms of economic or financial stock market cycles, and that's really where I started my study of cycles with the work of W.D. Gann, and I realized that there was major cycles coming to completion in the stock markets in Australia and the U.S. around the end of September last year. It turned out that the U.S. markets topped on the 11th of October, the Australian markets held on to the 1st of November. So that is perhaps the shortest of the cycles that I discussed. There's another cycle which I think is 26,000 years long, which is the cycle with which is associated the monastic radiation. So that is also active at this time. So there are three major, if you like, cosmic cycles which are completing pretty much all at the same time.
That one cycle, I'm not quite sure I understood or heard you correctly. What cycle was that?
It's a cycle. Effectively, there is a band of energy within the solar system that effectively we pass through every something like 26,000 years.
Oh, okay.
It's referred to as the photon belt, and there is the energy associated with it is referred to as the monastic radiation. A number of people consider that it is the radiation of the monastic radiation which is actually driving ascension. I'm sure they all have a role to play. However, for me, I'm pretty clear that the Eye of Isis is the major one, and the preparation for its arrival, if you like, was driven by the energies from supernova 1987A.
Well, all of this is just fantastic information. Now, it's difficult to discuss the whole document that you've put together, and this is, as you said, the one that resonated to you the most. Did you have another section that perhaps you might want to share with our audience?
Yes, there's a section, I guess, where I step out of the science into essentially a lot of your channeled work, Carolyn, and the e-books that you've written and some of that material that you've covered, because there, if you like, there is a message from the science which is very, very clear now, and that is that effectively we are all one, and I think that's pretty well accepted, if you like, from a spiritual perspective. But to have science say that and say it so clearly as it's now doing, and really making that transition and beginning to put the links in place, I find that a very exciting step, because I wrote it almost holding my breath, because it's like stepping off a 10-meter diving board, because you're taking people out of the science into the spiritual and then looking to apply the same kind of logical process to analyzing the information which has come forward and correlating it with what is currently visible and documented in this domain. So I kind of enjoyed that step as well.
Richard, let's invite the audience at this time, if someone wishes to call in, perhaps someone who is at the questioning stage, like you and I both went through, and maybe have a question for Dr. Presser. Our toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. I'm fascinated by science, Richard, and how the science connects to the spiritual aspect. Was there some part of science that interested you in particular, that you particularly felt drawn to as you were putting together this document?
I was particularly drawn to the work by those scientists who've also stepped into the spiritual, if you will. Fred Alan Wolf is a very good example of that. Whilst I didn't focus on it in my ebook, certainly another example of that has been Greg Braden, who's done a lot of work in stepping out of the scientific side of things, if you like, into the spiritual. But it was Fred's work that I really resonated with, I guess, because he is very steeped in the science of quantum physics, and continues to be a quantum physicist, if you will, whereas he's also investigated the spiritual side of things quite extensively, and sought in his own way to build a bridge between the two. So I was quite drawn to his work.
I don't know that I'm real familiar with this gentleman. Could you give me some thoughts about what he has written?
Yes, Fred is probably quite well known to people that have watched What the Bleep and any of the other related movies. There are different versions of that, and the one that I would encourage people to get hold of if they can is the extended, the collector's edition, I think it's called, in which the interviews with the scientists and others have been extended quite significantly, something like 5 hours of material, and it's a really very, very good, I think, introduction, the best I've seen, to the whole area of where modern quantum physics is at. And so Fred is certainly one of the major presenters in there, and that's really where I came across him in the first instance. He's also put together some very good material on CDs. He's written quite a lot of books, which again seek to bridge these two areas. But I'm just having a look on my bookshelf as we speak here. he's put together a CD set called Dr. Quantum Presents: A User's Guide to Your Universe, which really does a very good job of driving through a lot of the physics, if you will, and then begins to link into the spirituality. There is also a second set that he's put together called, I think it's called Meet the Real Creator, You, which really does get into the spiritual side of things quite strongly. But he's worked quite extensively with ayahuasca bit, and he's also worked with shamanic type leaders in the Aboriginal communities in Australia and I think elsewhere in the world, and some of the stories he tells from those experiences are truly quite extraordinary, and he's correlating those experiences with his understanding of physics and really does draw out the very well what modern physics is telling us about the relationships between spirituality and ourselves.
Well, it's one of the reasons why I just love your ebook, Richard, is because you have done all of this research. You've put this together. You've spent a lot of time in it, on it. And so for people who are opening up to this whole concept of science and spirituality, they can read your ebook and they have the benefit of all of your many years of research. Because we have some people who maybe have come on the show recently and not from the beginning, I would like for you to tell them the name of your ebook again and the website that they can find it on.
Yes, the ebook's called The Coming Golden Age and How to Prepare for It. And the website is www.thecominggoldenage.com.
Easy enough to remember.
Now, Carolyn, a couple of things I'd like to say just about some of the responses. I've been truly humbled by some of the responses that I've had from people as a result of reading it. Some people have, I guess, found it to act as a real bridge. They've been wanting to make sense of their lives, a little like I was, and have really connected with it on a very deep level. Also, I've had some people respond saying that as they began to read it, they they really felt an energetic shift in themselves, which I really don't claim to be mine. I mean, I've simply been the vehicle for the communication of this information, and I've been very humbled by those responses. The other thing I would add is that one of the things I did after I'd released it is I had a few people email me saying, look, I'd like to read your ebook, but I can't afford it. You know, I'm in difficult financial circumstances. And that happened two or three times, and I just sent them a link. And I realized that I was not going to let money stop anybody having access to this information. So anybody that goes to my website and registers, if money is an issue for you, be aware that a couple of days after you register, you will get an offer there that if money really is an issue, to get in touch with me, I'll make available a copy free of charge for you, because this information needs to be shared at this time.
Well, that's a beautiful thing and a generous offer, Richard. And, of course, if there is somebody who cannot afford the ebook and they do go through that channel, they can always pay you back by sending your information to others. So I think people like to feel that they can in some way have an exchange of effort. I remember a young lady wanted one of my ebooks and didn't have the finances for it, and she wanted to barter, and she knitted a scarf for me, and I treasure that in the sense that we're back to that point of perhaps ancient times before money really became the driving element that it is today. So we can always help one another in some fashion, and I just wanted to add that in case someone felt a little hesitant about asking for something that they weren't paying for. You can have an exchange of energy of some sort.
You can. And two things I would add to that. Firstly, your and my relationship, Carolyn, began with your generosity in allowing me to participate in your conference call for no charge when my financial circumstances were pretty dire. Also, I would add that one of the people who originally approached me in relation to having a free copy was a lady who was a numerologist who subsequently gave me an extraordinary reading in return that I wouldn't have gone looking for without that, but which had huge value to me.
it is a beautiful thing, isn't it, when we connect with one another. And basically what you're saying here is sharing with one another. We're opening the doors to our heart, and we're sharing with one another. Folks, do call in. I know that you're really interested in hearing Dr. Presser's information, but if you have a comment or a question, our toll-free number here is 877-876-5227. Some of the scientific information that I've been particularly interested in, Richard, and I do find Greg Braden's information very interesting, and I think most of us have at some point or another crossed over some of his work. But I also found the Russian scientists of great interest. And I think you have put some of their information in your e-book, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes. It's very clear that the Russians, for a long time, have taken a somewhat different approach to a lot of things in the so-called scientific space for a long time. And some of that occasionally gets exposed in the West, much of it not. But the particular material that you're referring to I also cover is the evidence in relation to the changes that are happening in the solar system, which are quite extraordinary. I mean, we're focused on global warming on this planet and have tended to blame ourselves in a sense, and whilst I'm not saying that we don't have some responsibility to act in a more responsible manner in relation to how we live on this planet, to blame ourselves as we've been doing for all the changes on the planet ignores really what's happening right across the solar system. There are huge changes across the solar system. There are atmospheres turning up on bodies that have not had them before. There have been magnetic pole shifts. There have been just a whole range of changes across across the solar system, which, certainly would indicate that there are changes which are way outside of the influence of mankind, if you will. And for me, there's little doubt that those changes are a far bigger driver on what's happening on this planet than what we've done in terms of our impact on the climate.
Well, I'm really glad that you touched on that, because I did want to bring that forth, because like you, I believe that there is energy that is coming that is outside of our particular solar system that is driving these changes. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. I sort of feel also that there is a possibility that we have gone through similar changes in the past, where the history has been so far in the past that we do not have the written records, though we do have some records of these tremendous changes in the Earth itself. The Earth has shown evidence that we've had polar shifts, that we have had at least on Mars and some of the other planets, some dramatic changes as far as the surface is concerned. So it kind of ties into what you're referring to as the cycles, and I would agree with you. We're in the midst, I think, of a great cycle of change. In retrospect, as you look at this information, Richard, why give us your thoughts as to why you feel that these changes are spiritually driven? I'm sure you've come to that conclusion, but what led you to that?
I guess the bottom line is that it comes back to what the time in which we live. I mean, what's on our doorstep is our transition, if you will, from this the cycle of duality, the cycle in which we've been experimenting in emotion on behalf of the rest of the beings in the cosmos. And of course, on behalf of Source, the ultimate creator. And so we're coming to an end of that cycle. Now, the ending of that is going to be a positive and relatively benign experience, and the changes for the Earth overall are going to be positive. Our stance typically is we're not real good with change. We like things to stay like they are in overall terms. So when we see climates beginning to change, we're not real happy about it. But the truth of the matter is that these changes, in my view, are part of that overall cycle of change, which is pretty much on our doorstep, or is coming through the door at this point. So for me, it's very much connected to that.
Something that we haven't covered yet is, and it's intriguing to me, is the second part of the title of your e-book. We've been talking about the coming golden age, but what we haven't touched on yet was the preparation for it. So I think our audience would be curious about some of your thoughts along this line.
Yes. If we can go right back to the start, actually, of this call, where you spoke about or raised the subject of, I guess you might call it a cathartic experience that usually starts the spiritual journey for most of us. And as you raised that subject, one of the things that crossed my mind was a book that you recently spoke about on your show, and which I've recently read, called Anna, Grandmother of Jesus, which I think is an extraordinary book. And one of the things that, just very quickly, that speaks of the history, the context, if you will, within which Yeshua came forward and was present in the world. And one of the things that Anna speaks about in there, which relates to this time, is that a real part of this journey for everyone is crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. And if you like, that experience of, that cathartic experience that we inevitably go through, if you will, is our personal crucifixion. So, in a sense, there is that process to go through. So, where does preparation start? In a sense, for all of us, the preparation almost starts with that cathartic experience, whatever it is. And it seems there is a cathartic experience that will be on the doorstep for all of us on the planet, which I speak about in my ebook called The Warning, and I know you're aware of this, Carolyn, which is effectively the experience of all of us seeing ourselves as Source sees us. Now, for those of us who are not already on a spiritual journey, I think that would rate as a cathartic experience. So starting at that point, in a sense, that's the beginning of the preparation. Now, once you've stepped onto the journey, and I suspect that anyone who is listening to this conversation will have already made those steps. So in terms of the detail of that, then there are some things that we can do. Firstly, we can take good care of our bodies. I think the right nutrition is an important thing in this time. It's difficult to get high quality nutrition given how much of the food production has gone. Really, it's good insurance to have in place some supplementation today, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and also supplementation in the way of digestive enzymes, because again, given the nature of the chemicals and so on in our environment and in our food chain, it can be challenging for our bodies to take care of that side of the food processing, if you will. So there are those basic things. Another one in the health area is to take care of the acid-alkaline balance. again, if you look on the internet, you will find lots of foods which can move your body in the direction of being in the alkaline, more alkaline balance that our bodies actually require. Many of us have moved into a much more acidic place. There are a couple of basic ways that can certainly help as well to keep it in that place. One is to drink a little lemon juice in a glass of water first thing in the morning, which can help that. If your body is strongly acid, you might find that a little extreme to undertake, so you may want to use some litmus paper just to check your saliva and see where your acid alkaline balance is. That's certainly a way to help move it along and to keep it there. Another is I think it's apple cider vinegar. A little of that in water two or three times a day can also help significantly with that acid alkaline balance. So there's some of the basics. Obviously exercise, taking care of your body is important. This journey is involving significant physical changes, you just need to help your body deal with those things. Some regular stretches and exercises each day certainly help with that process, just as they have done for a long time for all of us in terms of maintaining good health. Another important practice is meditation. Again, it doesn't really matter too much what kind of meditative discipline you partake of. Whatever, if you're doing it today, then keep doing whatever you're doing. It will be supporting you. If you haven't, there are an endless number of ways to find an approach to meditation. There are free CDs out there that I'm sure if you have a look in your local Yellow Pages or equivalent, you'll find listings of people who teach meditation. So you can find someone, you know, very, very quickly who can help you learn how to do this. So that's certainly an important thing to have in your practice. Another important thing is that we are all going through a karmic clearing process at this time. Some of us have been doing it for lots of years. We are all faced with doing it in some way, shape or form, and it's something to be aware of. It may simply be enough for you to meditate and allow issues to come up and clear them. If you have patterns that have occurred over multiple lifetimes that are recurring, you may need the help of an energy worker to help you clear those issues. But a key part of this process is the clearing of that karmic history. One of the laws, if you will, in relation to this is that karma, which is created on one level of vibration, has to be taken care of on that level of vibration. There we have available to us much assistance at this time in the clearing of that karmic history, which for many of us goes back hundreds or thousands of lifetimes, not only on this planet but elsewhere. So it is a significant process that we all need to go through. And perhaps the overriding one ultimately is that if the concept of ascension resonates with you, then the key bottom line thing is to set your intention to participate in ascension. And when you do that, whatever you need to participate will come your way. I'm not saying it'll turn up on your doorstep tomorrow, but over time, as and when you need it, it will be there. That's certainly been my experience, and it is just the nature of how life works.
Richard, that word ascension is used in a lot of places. In your research, in reading the different authors and from your own experiences, do you have a definition or some thoughts as to how you perceive ascension?
Carolyn, it's something that I'm still getting clear about. And as you say, there are lots of people who've written about it in lots of different ways. And I am still getting completely clear about it. So let me express how I kind of see it and understand it at this point in time. It's perhaps worthwhile, again, acknowledging what we're doing here. What we have on this planet is a context of duality. It is said to be one of the most, if not the most, dense form of consciousness in a vibrational sense that exists in the cosmos. And we chose to come here and participate in this to effectively have our memories cut, if you will, to forget who we truly are and play in this domain, forgetting our connection to Source, and as a result of that have the opportunity to experience the whole gamut of emotions that arise in this domain. I think as you would stop and consider, if you lived your life with an awareness of your direct connection to Source, then joy and bliss are going to be the major experiences of that of how one lives. So the opportunity for the range of emotions that we experience here is just not going to be there. So we all chose to come and participate. So essentially that experiment is now over. It was 200,000 years in length, and it's now coming to an end. And so we are effectively moving on, those of us who choose to, from that experience. And so we'll leave the experience of duality behind, we will also leave behind our experience of time as it exists here. We will become fully aware of the fact that all of our lifetimes, if you will, as we experience them here, exist concurrently. We will essentially become aware of all that we've ever been. So we will, if you like, get our memories returned to us, and we will move on from this vibrational domain with our bodies, hence the term ascension, to a much higher level, as I understand it, essentially a high level of the astral planes, where we will live with our bodies at a much higher level of vibration, in a context where we can create anything we want instantly in a physical sense, and a lot of our lost abilities, if you will, and potentially some new ones, will return to us. So the concept of teleporting, for example, being able to pretty much travel anywhere that we want in terms of physicality will be simply an aspect of that experience. So
that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is quite extraordinary, yes.
Yeah.
And my sense is that those of us who have chosen to participate in the conference calls with you will be taught the skills to be able to undertake this, and for those who choose to, then teach others on how to do this.
Yes, these are exciting times, aren't they? So
we're getting
very close to the end of the show, in the sense we've been here for 45 minutes, and I know Richard is an exciting individual to sit back and listen to and learn, but if you have a comment, something you want to share, a question that you have of Richard for his ebook, give us a call. Our number here is a toll-free number, 877-876-5227. Your conversation and your book in general is just fascinating, Richard. I wanted to go back, if you will, to the beginning, where we sort of have gone full circle, so to speak. And you recognized that moment when you felt the need to search. I certainly recognized my moment when I started to search, but I also understand from my own experiences of working with people on the radio shows and people who email me, individuals do not always understand when these events come in their life that this is a crisis and they need to start on that spiritual journey, so to speak. And one of them, I have found is finances, or a failed relationship of some sort. What I'm trying to give here to those that are listening, and not really asking you so much of this, Richard, is some clues. If you are going through periods of time when you are questioning the way you have thought in the past, your attitudes, relationships, perhaps the concept of should I be working here? Some disillusionment in the kind of job that you've been doing. If you have gone through some of these questioning thoughts, then I would propose to you that you really should go to Richard's website and take a look at this, because this, I do believe, is spirit trying to influence you to turn around and start looking at some of these spiritual aspects. Richard, what I would like for you to do now is to tell individuals, if they go to your website, what might they expect to find? Because I know you offer, what, a free chapter?
I did that when I first started, Carol, and I've actually moved on from that approach. Firstly, what they will find when they go to the website is basically a brief introduction to me and what the ebook is about, there are a couple of testimonials on that page, and then. Basically, there's an opportunity for them to sign up on the website and get access to the ebook itself. Now, if for those who choose to purchase the ebook, they get access to a range of bonuses, and there's quite a number of pretty interesting also ebooks that people have made available for free. There's one of yours there, Carolyn, as you know. Two or three others which are actually very relevant and quite complementary to my ebook. So there's quite a lot of additional information that they can get access to. So the focus of the website primarily is about giving people access to the ebook. There are also a few supporting pages there which people can access from the ebook that take them to particular other areas that may have sparked their interest from reading the ebook. But the website itself is pretty focused on supporting people understanding what the ebook is about and then getting access to it.
Maybe you can enlighten us a little bit on the bonuses. Some of the listeners might be interested in that.
Yes. Firstly, there is your introductory ebook, Carolyn, which perhaps you can say a few words about what that covers.
Oh, you're talking about my journey now. Oh dear. Well, it was the start of my searching to find out the best that I could what really is on the other side. I had been taught as a Catholic that you died, you went to heaven, that you survived death. But I never really, I believed that. But when my son died, I wanted to know more. I wanted to know where he was, what he was doing. And so in that particular ebook, it is a search for his essence, his soul, what was he experiencing, and through that journey I found what he was experiencing, what he was, what he is, and finally making connection with him, and even now working with him, which we came into this world to do. He is my twin soul, and through my many lifetimes, we have worked together, sometimes one of us on this plane, sometimes one on the other. And I told him, the next time we do this, we got to be on the same plane. I don't like this division. He said,
It's a wonderful story, Carolyn. It really is. I mean, again, you've been through real difficulty to get to what you now know, but it is an extraordinary story.
Well, thank you for saying that, Richard. And when I was going through it, it was a very difficult time in my life. But, you know, you talk about this crucifixion and resurrection and ascension. When a person goes through an event in their life that they feel is a crucifixion and they work their way through that, they get to a point where they know that they can face any situation that might occur in life. It's part of to my humble belief, it's part of a spiritual journey. It's like when we begin to search, we have questions, and we want to know what we don't know. And when we get to the point that we feel like we are either learning what we don't know or we have finally discovered what we don't know, it is that aha moment, so to speak. And it brings great strength. It brings great enlightenment. It brings great comfort. It's another reason why I would wholeheartedly recommend your book to the audience, because I do believe there's a lot out there who are in this questioning mode. And what you have done is put together a lot of pieces to make a whole mosaic, not a piece that is your opinion, but it's part of your journey. It's what you've learned. You've backed it up with other sources. It's sort of a passageway of your own exploration and how you came to a conclusion or certain conclusions, and the information that you use to come to that conclusion. And so I feel like you have done you have done us all a very great service, Richard.
Thank you, Carolyn. And as you know, I was guided in the writing of this, and I do provide a link to the little snippet of your conference call where Mother Mary shared with us that she'd in fact guided me in the writing of it, which just blew me away at the time. But one of the things that really struck me at the time that I was writing it was the synchronicity in terms of how things turned up as I was about to write it. I mean, I refer quite a bit in the early stages to a book called Am I Going Mad by Marlies Carroll. Now, Marlies's book was literally released a matter of weeks before I wrote my ebook, and a copy of it was handed to me by a friend of mine. I picked it up and read it, and it was one of those books that I couldn't put down. And a week later was the launch, and I went and met Marlies because she lives locally, and we've become good friends. Another thing which turned up as I was about to write it was the DVD, if you will, on the crop circle material that I refer to, which was truly profound coverage of that material, which I had felt a strong connection to, but hadn't really found anything that covered it well. And here was this material that turned up from the spiritual cinema circle, turned up in my mailbox one day, and I watched this thing and I thought, my goodness, this is extraordinary. You know, it turned up in August last year when I was partway, had just begun to write it. This turned up and it just fell into place. And there are other examples I could give like this. It was truly a situation where the pieces were placed in front of me. It was just a wonderful experience.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I think this is a truth also. When you're on a spiritual path, the synchronicity is just beautiful, how information comes to you. I'll tell you a little story, Richard. When some of these things started with me I guess I could say they were spiritual miracles in a sense. I started the journey of doing research just like you, and I have done a lot of research in my time also. And I went to the public library, and I'm walking down. I didn't know what I was looking for at the time. I walked down an aisle, and I mean this literally. This book fell off the shelf into my hands.
I believe you.
It was something that I was looking for, and there it was, right in my hand. I went back another time. I had some questions about earth changes, and the same thing happened. A DVD literally fell in my hand that had to do with one of the series called Planet Earth. And it was the geological information of the different cycles of change in the planet. So I would like to say to the people who are listening, you can expect this.
There is I mentioned a little earlier that a friend of mine gave me a copy of Marlise's book. That lady runs a business called Simply Natural Therapies, and she opened a she's a hypnotherapist by profession, but she opened a store about a little over a year or so ago now, and so she has lots of spiritual books and material in that shop, and she says that books fall off the shelf for her to read quite often. You know, people pick them up and put them back on the shelf, they fall off again until she picks them up and reads them.
You know, when my son first started communicating with me, I had a friend at the house, and I had a tablecloth up on the top shelf of a closet, and the tablecloth fell on the floor for no reason. I said, "Oh, it just slid off the shelf." I put it back. It fell down three times. And it was at that particular moment, after the third time it fell off the shelf, that my son literally, in spirit form, came into the room with a group of his friends.
Wow.
These things are quite remarkable. What can I say other than it is the workings of spirit?
Absolutely. And one of the great challenges for all of us, having lived in this domain for so long and all that we've experienced, is being willing to trust that and place ourselves in the hands of that process and you know, the truth of this journey for all of us. It is one of the great challenges, is developing that trust, as you have done on so many levels.
Richard, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I think this willingness to trust is one of the things that holds people back from experiencing some of what I would call spiritual miracles. In case there are some new people who came on board, Richard, we've got a couple more minutes here. Why not one more time give the name of your ebook and the website so people can go there?
Yes, the ebook is called The Coming Golden Age and How to Prepare for It. And the website is www.thecominggoldenage.com.
Richard, we probably have about two more minutes here, maybe three. In leaving, is there some thought in particular that you would like to leave with our audience?
Sorry, some?
Some last thought that you would like to leave with our audience. I don't know, it could be a word of inspiration, could be part of your journey, it could be a fact in your ebook. Just some last thought that perhaps, you know, is something that you just wish to leave with the individuals as we say goodbye.
Yes, the thing that I would say is that on one level, you know, I was very clear about what I wrote, and yet for part of me, you know, doubt has been a journeyman with me on this journey for a long, long time. And as I've gone forward, I've gotten more and more clear and more confident about the the truth that I shared in my ebook, and my own journey has continued to unfold in a way which has reinforced what I learnt there and has begun to allow me, or driven me in a sense, to begin to develop some of the additional skills and knowledge that I need to keep stepping forward with this. So it is an unfolding journey. My ebook represents an opening, really, that people can step into as a starting point for themselves or a point of clarification. It's certainly not in any way an end point. It's just a beginning. And I'm finding people's response to it is telling me it's just a wonderful doorway that they can step through, and I encourage you to embrace that opportunity.
Why, thank you, Richard. It's time for us to leave, and all I can say is, will you come back again?
Carolyn, I would love to. You know, I just enjoy so much spending time with you and whatever the nature of that interaction is, so I would love that opportunity.
That's here. We say thank you for listening. Thank you for coming, Richard. We'll talk to you again. Goodbye.